A reading from John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 60 to 71. After hearing Jesus, many of his followers said, "This is intolerable language. How could anyone accept it?" Jesus was aware that his followers were complaining about it and said, "Does this upset you? What if you should see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? It's the Spirit that gives life. The flesh has nothing to offer. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the outset those who did not believe and who it was that would betray him. He went on, "This is why I told you that no one could come to me unless the Father allows him." After this, many of the disciples left him and stopped going with him. This is the word of God. Well, these days, betrayal is one that comes to mind straight away. Now that we're in the midst of the media exposure of the sexual misbehavior of some Catholic clergy and its cover-up by the church authorities, we are left shamed, hurt, and betrayed. There are many people round about saying they will walk no more with the church. I think the actual Greek says something like, "Go to the things left behind." So the people who leave their Sunday mass will go to harmless things, most probably, like supermarket shopping, sport, having a Sunday sleep-in, etc. But where's the Spirit in that? Yet, at this time in the Gospel, Jesus' pained question to its followers, would they too go away, drew forth Peter's great act of faith, "Lord, to whom would we go?" And that's actually the question for us today. It is Jesus we follow. It is Jesus we're baptized into, not the priest or even the bishop. But Jesus is here also in our local community. This chapter 6 of John's Gospel is often called the Eucharistic Gospel. As today's passage says, the people didn't like the hard word, the intolerable language. And it appears to that our church of today doesn't like the hard word either. So slow to apologize publicly in the face of the current crisis and scandal. So reluctant to keep following the lead of Vatican II and the scriptural direction it gave in so many areas. So indifferent to the great prophets among us who take radical action against injustices of governments or public bodies. So deaf to the crisis of our planet Earth and those strong people who keep calling our attention to the need to look after it, to look after the air, the water, the soil, etc. Strangely enough, tonight I'd booked in to go to a session led by a very good presenter on Earth spirituality, but I've just heard it's been cancelled through lack of registration. Sign of the times, perhaps. However, it's in these areas that I've mentioned that people are hungry, always hungry for sound leadership. A hunger that highlights our human dependency on other human beings. Give us this day our daily bread. The central action of the Eucharist is the sharing of food, not just eating, but sharing, giving to others in the area of their need. The other thing about Jesus' ministry and leadership is that it was out in the open air, down by the seashore, up on the hillside, in the villages, in the houses, and around the table. As Thomas Berry says, the natural world is our primary revelatory experience, the primary and most profound mode of experiencing the divine is in the immediacies of life. Sometimes the formality of the church buildings, especially the big ones, creates a sacred space that can restrict or can become exclusive or limits prayer and faith to formal ritual. Wouldn't it be wonderful if when we break our bread and share our wine, we also break open our lives so that God can rush in with forgiveness, peace, hope, and life. Then when the doors are broken open at the end, we rush out to be the word to others, to be the body of Christ for a hungry world, hungry for leadership in right direction, hungry for justice, hungry for the planet. Then we'd be able to publicly forgive the offenders, proclaim the Vatican II directions loudly, and include the message of our local prophets, and give attend to the glory of our planet and its need for care. Jesus' pastoral strategy came forth from his image of God, the God ready to forgive, ready to seek out those who were living on the edge or proclaiming justice rather than social approval. And this, then, is what we need to do in our own Eucharists. Proclaim the justice, share our hunger with others, our hunger for the planet, our hunger for justice, our hunger for forgiveness, and our need for leadership in these areas. Have a good weekend.